Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Murder in the Morning from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Yes, it is Halloween. And we have a story involving someone who, well, actually two people, two idiots, who dressed up like Michael Myers.
God.
And wielded a hammer and attacked multiple people. So,
okay, did you ever like dress up and scare people in your neighborhood other than Halloween? Did you ever just have a mask that you'd put on and just go terrify the crap out of people?
That sounds just like insane. That's like something crazy people do.
It does. And I had somebody in my old neighborhood in Minnesota that he would put on the hockey mask, and it was a hockey mask. But when Michael Myers came out, it took on another meaning. And sure, he would just walk down the street and like stare at you in a flannel shirt and is like, please don't do that.
I've seen some people when I lived in Wichita. There was this guy, and I'm thinking he was mentally ill at the end of the day and was not getting treatment, who would wear a cape, a large black cape, and he would go walk out into traffic in a very, very busy intersection. And it would just like kind of stand there, like, as you know, the says green and you can't because he's standing in the middle of the road. And then he'd lay on the sidewalk. And I remember calling 911 multiple times on this guy. And it seemed like every Friday he was back out there.
I wonder if he took like an extended release medication like every other day or something and it would just wear off.
Just
and
another,
Friday was his day.
Another example of if you see something, say something, and nobody does anything. Because nobody can do anything. Because the laws prevent anyone who has some sort of mental health issues, unless they want to be seen, from, you know, getting the help that they need. Yep. Hugh Brooks and Dunn. Only in America. But no, I mean, I had that conversation the other day with Siobhan Scott, where we were talking about the mental health issues in America and how it's so focused on patients' rights and not so much focused on actually helping the patients or helping those in society be protected from some people who are dangerous to themselves and dangerous to others. And so many of these things can be treated. They can get help, but we don't have a way of doing it. We don't have state hospitals anymore. It costs a ton of money. And if you don't have any money, good luck getting anything other than just being arrested for the night and being taken back out there. It's an utter failure. But yeah, that's my long-winded answer to that question. I've seen that. Never just did it myself, though. That would be a little weird. I will say this, though. I did dress up to try and scare my dad. It wasn't Halloween, but it was close to Halloween. And I got, and this is the Scream mask, prior to the movie Scream, okay?
Okay.
So, in the original Scream. So, this is like 1994-ish. Because, yes, the Scream mask existed before the movie. It was like, oh, this is a neat mask this year. And I remember putting it on because it glowed in the dark. My dad had his little desk office thing in the basement, and I went down there, turned off the light, and I thought I was being all spooky. And I don't know, it's probably like 12-ish, and turned off the light, went down there with the glow-in-the-dark mask, you know, making spooky sounds. And then all of a sudden, I feel something attached to my ass. It's the cat and its teeth. The cat...
Oh, no, you scared the cat.
The cat jumped up, lodged itself into my ass cheek. And I remember, like, my dad turns on the light and I'm like, ah, and I'm spinning around and the cat is spinning with me as it's staying affixed to my buttocks.
Well, that'll teach you to scare the crap out of anybody, because animals are often scared of people dressed up, which, might I add a reminder, today being Halloween, and if you're going to do trick-or-treating or have people coming to your door, put your animals in a back bedroom so they can't escape, because this is the biggest holiday where animals escape. And I realize that we're talking about true crime here, but I just had to throw that in.
Yeah, yeah. Take care of your pets here on Halloween. I want to mention as well, by the way, if you'd like to watch a video version of our interviews that we have here on this program, we have a YouTube channel for that. Just look it up, Hitting Killers with Tony Bruschi on YouTube. We're now posting. It's not audio that's just going there. For a while, we're just, you know, all audio, because that's what we've been. But now video is up there as well. So you can see the people that we're talking to. And you can subscribe to that on YouTube, Hitting Killers with Tony Bruschi, at Hitting Killers Pod on YouTube. Also, check out the Instagram, TikTok. We are there as well as Facebook, too. And doing a lot of interaction. So anyway, let's go to this story and hear more about this version of Michael Myers. We'll find some spooky music here for us. That's not spooky anymore. Yeah, this one's kind of spooky. In a bizarre and terrifying series of attacks, it unfolded in Omaha. A 20-year-old male and a 17-year-old female allegedly dressed as Michael Myers from Halloween and attacked multiple people with a hammer and robbed them. The suspects were taken into custody following a spree of violence that left the victims traumatized. Omaha police responded to a flurry of calls on the evening of October 23rd, reporting a string of robberies and suspicious incidents between 6:11 p.m. and 7:05. Each victim recounted a horrifying encounter with a masked assailant resembling Michael Myers, who wielded a hammer and robbed them. The suspect, described as a man, drove a gray or silver sedan. During the attacks, one victim, a 79-year-old individual, suffered bleeding facial injuries during the assault.
Why?
And his wallet was stolen.
Why are you attacking a 79-year-old?
I don't care how young these people are, 17 and 20, you do plenty of dumb things, but if this is ever in your, like, MO of, like, I'm going to attack a 79-year-old, you should be removed from the planet.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of recovery here for you, I don't see happening. Because if at that age you that's in you, and you have the ability to do that, I'm sorry, you're game over, you checked out early, yep. You lost all your lives, it's done. You don't get to do a redo in my, if I ruled the world. Nobody would want me to rule the world, because it would be, well, we'd probably be fairly crime-free. but there'd be, yes, there'd be a lot of missing people. A lot of missing people. Omaha police initiated a swift response, leading to the breakthrough in the case on October 25th. Officers located the suspect's vehicle and took 20-year-old Jordan Payne into custody. Payne faces two counts of robbery and two counts of attempted robbery. Additionally, a 17-year-old believed to be Payne's girlfriend was apprehended and faces charges of two counts of robbery, one count of attempted robbery, and one count of criminal mischief. Reports suggest that the teenage suspect may have acted as the getaway driver following the robberies. The victim's ordeals included stolen cell phones, wallets, and in one instance, a victim was chased by a masked assailant. Upon returning to his vehicle, the victim discovered that his car window had been smashed. The disturbing incidents have left Omaha in shock. While the motives behind the attacks remain unclear, the arrest of the suspects proved some relief to those affected by the encounters. There is no motive behind the attacks other than this is a shitty human being. This is... Yep. It doesn't matter what they come up with of, like, well, I needed the money or this. I don't fucking care. I don't care. Plenty of ways to earn
your money. They added a different element to this crime. They added the element of terror to the crime. It wasn't just, I'm going to take their cell phones and wallets. I'm going to fuck with these people. Yeah.
This is evil. Right there. Yeah. I mean, I don't go into the, well, they don't have, you're desperate yet. You're right. People do dumb, bad, desperate things. It doesn't make it okay. And this is horrible. Attacking a 79-year-old? I mean, for the love of God. So, anyway, I'm sure they'll get a slap on the wrist and go make more horrible choices and, you know, end up in prison for a very long time. And she'll probably stick with him because she loves him. And it'll be a love story. Remember that time when we were teenagers and we went out and smashed the 79-year-old's face with a hammer dressed as Michael Myers. Bam, those were good times. Ugh. It's just fucked up. It's totally fucked up. All right. I mean, there you go. That's that horrible story for Halloween. Another fine example of why the living are far scarier than the dead.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk. Breathe. Rechalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.